put words in your mouth because I wanted to talk about a situation I had yesterday, as a matter of fact, where I lost my ass a little bit. I am a, by nature, normally, I am a laid-back person. I am live and let live. Almost a pushover, I would say. Almost a doormat. But yesterday I had a situation at a local fast food burger establishment. I don't want to name names. I'll tell you this right now. It's not one of the ones you think of. It's not top tier. It's not upper echelon. In fact, so strong the craving I had to go out of the way.
You had a craving. It wasn't just for a burger. It was for this particular place.
It was for this particular place. Okay. Not everywhere in town. Kind of peppered throughout. So it took some a-doing. I had to actually commute to it. I had to travel. My travel time was in the area of 20 minutes one way.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, traffic, Austin, you know how it is. But still, 20 minutes one way.
That's a commitment. You definitely had a craving.
Exactly. I had a hankering, some might say. I get there. I order a double meat, double cheese with jalapenos, no onions.
Uh-huh.
The David burger, some might call it. I think some people have. So keep that in mind. Double meat. Double meat, double cheese.
Okay.
Double meat, double cheese.
Double meat, double cheese.
I wait for a while. I get my burger. They hand it to me in a little bag. I rush home. Get comfortable. Take my little shoes off because I just got off work too. Tired. Yeah. Tired. I had a long day at work. Take my shoes off. Turn on CNBC so I can watch my my girlfriend, Margaret Brennan, tell me what's up with finances.
Yeah.
Hit a little bed music. Turn that back on. And I open up my burger. Double meat, double cheese.
Double meat, double cheese. I'm with you.
There's no meat in this burger.
What?
There is absence of meat. There are the other...
By definition, a burger must include meat.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise, I'm just holding bread and stuff. I'm holding two buns and all the accoutrements inside. Lettuce, tomato, cheese, jalapenos, like I asked.
All solid ingredients, but no double meat.
Yes. They gave me literally the exact opposite of what I wanted. Because normally, conventional burger, meat. So to say, I want more than what you're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
I want double meat. They gave me absence of meat. They gave me nothing. So as I said earlier, normally, I'm a pushover. Normally, I'm a doormat. If they had just put one patty in there, I would have been fine with that. I would have ate the thing anyway.
Because
I don't want to raise a fuss. I don't want to raise a ruckus. I'm just that way. This, however, raised my dander. I put the burger...
To raise Kane? To raise Kane about it?
It got my goat. I had to.
Gotcha.
I put the whatever you want to call it. I put the bread witch back in the bag, turned off CNBC, said goodbye to my girlfriend, to put my little shoes
Wait,
on.
Wait, so you made it home?
Yeah, I made it all the way home.
I thought you...
20 minutes there, waited in line, got my burger, 20 minutes back.
Okay.
Got comfortable, got ready to eat my lunch, but no dice. So put the burger back in the bag, put my shoes back on, trekked the 20 minutes, and I said, hey, fellas, that's right. Oh, I was mad. I ordered a double cheeseburger. Got nothing out of you.
Now, how did you go? Did you go to a box?
Yes.
Or did you go in? Because I assume you got it through the drive-thru.
I got it.
Or some sort of drive-like device.
Through the drive-up. Okay. Yes. Pushed the little button, got the little speaker going.
Yeah.
I said, hey, mister, I was here 20 minutes ago. Actually, I was here about 30 minutes ago by my count.
Oh, so it took you less time to travel down there.
Oh, I was
Was your car running on anger at that point?
It was running on pure...
You were fast and you were furious.
Unfettered rage, that's right.
Okay.
I was not unlike Paul Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Got there, I said, hey, 30 minutes ago I came in, ordered this, you gave me not this. I want retribution.
Yeah.
I want you to make good. I did. But I thought about it. I was like, wow, that's all it takes? That's my boiling point. That is the minimum allowable anger that will have to be inflicted upon me before I actually take action.
Lack of hamburger?
Lack of meat.
Lack of meat. You know, I had a similar encounter at, I think, the same place.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe a different location. But I was doing my lunch break for International Tomato.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man, I had to go run some errands. But I was on my way back, and I was like, you know what? I only have so much time. I will go to this place because it's very fast.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I wouldn't say its name, but even its name implies quickness.
Yeah.
And so I go there, press a button, and I'm waiting for... I also ordered a hamburger.
Okay.
And, you know, a soda and some tots. I believe some tater tots.
Yes.
And so I'm waiting, and I'm sitting there, and I have 10 minutes to get my food and get back to work. And 8 minutes go by, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. 10 minutes go by. Unless the food also comes with a teleporter, I'm going to be late. And so I buzz again, and I go, hey, how are you, sir? Can we help you? And I was like, yeah, where's my food? I got to go. And they're like, oh, sorry, it'll be right out. Sorry about that, sir. And so I'm like, all right. And so I'm sitting there, and another 10 minutes go by.
Jeez.
And I look at the clock, and I will give them one more minute, and then I am driving away. Because this is ridiculous. I'm already at this point noticeably late.
So no money has changed hands.
No money.
Okay.
And so they the clock is like, you know, tick, tick, 11th second, if you will.
Okay.
Or 59th second.
59th
sorry.
Second. Kind of mixed your little, that's fine.
There's the food, finally. And just as I'm about to open my yap and raise some cane.
Yeah.
They go, hey, sorry about the wait. Food's on us.
Oh.
And I was like, all right. Didn't even say thank you.
Yeah.
Just left. So I'm sort of, I'm eating the food a little in the car on the ride home, stick my hand in the bag, and I reach out, and I'm like, these are some good fries.
Oh.
These are some good fries. If anyone who remembers my earlier order, maybe they'd, something didn't feel right, but I was like, fries are tasty. And so I get back, and I was like, wait a second, I didn't order fries, I ordered tots. What else is in this bag? And I look, there's no hamburger, but there is Frito pie. And a corn dog. Which, first of all, who orders that for lunch?
Yeah, you're just being contrarian at that point.
Did they purposely try and get the wackiest meal and give it to me? Or did they swap my order with like a 12-year-old's? Corn dog and a Frito pie. But here's the thing, what do I do? Hey, I want my money back? You didn't pay anything.
No.
I want my regular order? Well, then give us some money. Like, I couldn't do anything, and so I swore a curse on them. I never went back. Never.
Well, good for you.
Well, not good for me that because they didn't see it, part of service.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be a jerk here, but if you're not happy with something and you can express it in a reasonable way, I think it is your duty to express it in a reasonable way as part of a consumer. And so I feel like that they should have gotten some feedback on that.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Because the feedback would have been probably like a sledgehammer through their window. So angry.
Yeah, I never want to be a jerk to the service industry because I have had worked. I have had. Mm-hmm. I've worked in the service industry. I know. You know what? The day wears on you. Like, and it'll show after a while. And you'll take it out on the customers. At a certain point, hey, I did pay you for a good and or service.
Yeah, okay. I've also worked in the service industry.
Uh-huh.
And I hate it. Hate it when people are like... Let's say you're out eating with someone, right?
Right.
And the waiter or waitress comes up, and they're a huge jerk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I can't believe what a jerk this person is. And then as soon as I start complaining, the person next to me, who has also worked in the service industry, will say like, oh, you don't understand. yeah. And I'll be like, man, I'm not giving them a good tip because they were an absolute jerk to me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, they need those tips. You don't understand. It's like, yeah, actually, I do understand.
Yeah.
But still... It's not, you know, service, they're not Jesus. You know, they're not coming by carrying a giant cross and also giving me my fries.
Yes.
You know, it's like, ease up. That's what I would say. People who have been in the service industry, ease up.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not being a jerk to you, you're not allowed to be a jerk back to me.
Let's all just be cool about it.
Yeah, let's be cool. Let's all go read Be Cool by Elmer Leonard. I think it's like a self-help film. Film? Self-help novel.
They did make a film about
it. Oh, really? It was like an instructional movie on how to be cool?
I think it was a documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On some cool people?
Yeah.
And how they stay cool?
That's my understanding. Mm. I don't think anybody ever saw that one.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I don't really follow that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of movies.
You don't strike me as one.
Nope. I am not. Oh, tell you what. Hey, hey. But you were going to say that was your boiling point.
That was my boiling point. That was, yeah.
To tie it back in.
That was the minimum. That was the minimum that it takes before I rage out. So yeah. I found my level, I think. I found my range now.
Uh-huh.
Because normally, walk all over me. I probably would. If in a different circumstance, I can see myself eating that sandwich burger.
But when you are denied meat,
yeah,
that is your boiling point.
That is my boiling point.
That will set you off.
Yeah.
You know, you can. So if I was a waiter or a waitress and I go, hey, jerk. Hey, stupid. Here's your food.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you'd brush that off?
I'm quite hungry.
Okay.
So, and I know you've had a bad day. This steak looks pretty delicious.
Let's do a little role play.
Okay.
Hello, idiot. I am your waiter, Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie.
Please don't interrupt me. I have brought you your food.
Uh-huh.
Here it is. Don't eat it too fast or you'll choke on it, you big dumbo.
Well, thank you for the advice. I'm starving.
And scene. There you go. Yeah. All right, but let's try this.
Okay.
Hey, moron. I'm Lonnie. I'm your waiter.
Hi, Lonnie.
Please don't raise your voice, you jerk.
I'm sorry, Lonnie.
I've brought you your burger, but notice that it is just bread.
Are you kidding me?
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Are you out of your GD mind?
Hey, ho.
No.
Why are you?
Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth.
Hey.
I asked for a burger with meat.
Calm down, sir. Calm down.
I'm sorry. Did you go deaf from being stupid?
What? Put down the chair.
Or stupid for being deaf?
Put down.
No!
Sir, that and scene. Oh, you're getting a little worked up.
I know I was. I
thought you were going to bust through your shirt Hulk style.
Oh, where's that Limp Bizkit song?
You need to break stuff?
Yeah.
The one perfect Limp Bizkit song. Have we talked about that on the show before?
No, we have not.
All right, I'll save that for when we come back. But you want to listen to some music first?
Yeah, I'll play.
Actually, I don't know if we want to talk about Limp Bizkit.
Let's talk about Limp Bizkit.
We're going to hear some Santo Gold off of Santo Gold. This is L.E.S. Artiste. We back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after this. M.W.S.
We're back with the Mascot Wedding Show. To the person who called, hey, call back. We're back on the air.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call, the phone number is 472-5667 or toll free at 1-888-917-5667 or send us an email. We got the thing open right now.
Staring at it.
MascotWedding@gmail.com. You write it. We will read it on the air, unfortunately. And be our MySpace friend. MySpace.com/MascotWedding.
If you want. I don't know.
If you want to.
Speaking of boiling points and speaking of getting one's dander up.
Oh, my gosh.
I just handed Mac a...
Where did you find that?
In the mail. It was Tuesdays and Wednesdays are like the flyers and the neighborhood circulars, that sort of thing, telling you which groceries to buy and whatnot. I handed Mac this thing, and I will explain it to you, and actually I will scan this, and we can put it up on the website, mascotwedding.com.
Maybe we can have a link. That's got some web pages there.
It, yeah, it does.
Although we should check those out before sending.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to send people here.
If you're listening right now and your porn radar went up, no,
no,
this is not pornography.
Yeah, stand down. You know what? You want to do me a favor? You want to explain what this is, and I'll pull up the website.
Sure. This is a postcard order form, and it's an order form for a quote unquote Pride of the South Civil War commemorative ring. Everyone who wants to remember the Confederacy can apparently wear this ring. And it says, it's got pictures of stars and bars. What's the Confederate flag called? Does that have a name?
That is Old Hickory.
Old Hickory. Old Racist is on there. And they want to remember the years that they broke away from the United States. And it has the dates on there, 1861, 1865, for the Confederate States of America. And then inside the ring... You know, the part that touches your finger.
Uh-huh.
Pride of the South is engraved. Featuring a genuine black onyx center stone, which is surprising. Because you'd think people wear this ring wouldn't be a fan of that color.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the description.
Go for it.
Hold history in your hands and wear with pride. I like how that word, pride.
I know.
They've ruined that word.
Yes. As long as you associate it with something. I'm surprised it doesn't say, like, be a patriot of the South.
Yeah. A dramatic jewelry exclusive that pays tribute to the Civil War and those who served the South. Is it really paying tribute to the Civil War?
No.
Because they're paying tribute to the Civil War because they're so happy about that Civil War.
They were really pleased with the results
They were pleased, with so much pleased with the results, even though the Confederate States of America, as they refer to it, did not win. Dang!
Odd nuts!
Yeah. Man, I wish states had more rights. An exclusive design, the Pride of the South Civil War commemorative ring, quote-unquote, is individually crafted of gleaming solid sterling silver. Yam, 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 yam. Historic symbols of the Civil War in raised relief decorate both sides. And as a final touch, the ring is engraved with Pride of the South. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, that thing is a whole lot of awful.
Yeah, one side features crossed swords and the other crossed rifles. Surprise, those crosses aren't burning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. With Confederate hat and CSA insignia. Jeez. Are you on some weird mailing list?
No, that came in.
Did you buy a lot of bed sheets? A lot of white bed sheets recently?
Actually, it was wedged in between the Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. No, just regular mail.
Do you subscribe to SGQ?
SGQ?
Southern Gentleman's Quarterly.
Pistols at Dawn.
Women we love. Megan Fox tells us about her latest encounter with the...
I like how the South likes...
Exotic dancer. Same thing. Same thing as GQ. It's just Southern Gentleman's
Quarterly.
Yeah,
they just talk different. So I pulled up. There is a website, and I will not give it out.
Aww.
Actually, you know what? It's gonna
shame this company. They deserve to be shamed.
No, this thing is going to be scanned and put on the website, mascotwedding.com. Okay. Collectiblestoday.com is the website, and I have it punched up right now.
What other kind of things do they offer?
Holy Lord. Okay. Imagine a flea market. No, okay. Imagine a craft mall.
I'm there.
In the deep south.
Okay. And let's, Texas was part of the south.
Yeah, but we weren't a part of that South.
Not a part of that South.
No, and I'm pointing to the ring.
Yeah.
That ring is so stupid.
And people,
it's a stupid looking ring.
Yeah, for the most part, Texas is a little too far west for most of the, the Confederacy will rise again people.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that Howard Dean wanted to jump on board.
But this thing is like Satan's Craft Mall.
Oh, no.
There, at the top of the page, there is a banner ad for chic canine carryalls. That's right, you could get a purse with a picture of a dog on it.
That is chic.
Yeah. And you get to choose your own breed. You're not just gonna be like, oh great, I got this purse but it's got a stupid Lhasa Apso on it. No,
that wouldn't be chic at all.
No, you can get a Yorkie though.
Hey, Trey chic.
You can get a Pooley. You can get all kinds of stupid dogs. And order now. Or don't order now. Being jokey.
Do they have any other Southern pride, quote unquote?
No, I'm digging through the the heavenly handfuls, collectible M&Ms melts in your mouth, miniature baby dolls. That's right, dolls of babies dressed up like M&Ms.
Wait, so they're
cute.
Not M&Ms? They're babies,
no,
just like M&Ms.
They're babies wearing M&M clothing.
Do they offer a ring to commemorate the winners of the Civil War?
No,
I'm not talking about Iron Man. Talking about, good old U.S. of A., Lincoln.
What is this? Is this the Bradford Exchange? Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. I keep dropping names. My goodness. I'm like Dick Cavett.
How did they get, man?
This is like, there are pages and pages. I want to know how much actual bandwidth they are using for this stupid website. I'm sorry. This might be an entire show in itself one day.
Tell you what, we can report back.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll jump on the bullet for it, or we'll take the bullet for you. And we will peruse collectiblestoday.com, and we'll report back to you in a future edition.
It sounds like that bullet may be fired out of the gun of a sad Civil War reenactor who was a little too quick to go south when they were choosing teams.
Have you read up on this? The South actually didn't do too well.
What?
I grew my beard out.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like Band of Horses and everything.
I learned how to make hardtack. I know how to fire my rifle in 9 seconds. Reload.
Ugh, forget
yep.
that.
Do they have muskets in the Civil War? Were they still using muskets back then?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think the South was. I think the South was just getting their hands on whatever they could.
Do other countries do that?
Commemorate stuff that they really should bury, bury deep within?
Yeah.
No, actually. I don't think, some like jerk countries might. Mm-hmm. But even Germany, like, they don't fly flags.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to talk about it in Germany.
No, you're not.
The part when the things were burned.
Yeah, the unfortunate occurrences.
I'm not comparing the Confederate States of America to Nazi Germany.
I am. David Hatta is.
Because that's an insult to how bad... it's like, that's lessening Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not cool at all, Ring.
No. Shame on you. Yeah. Or whatever. They know their demographic. I'll say that.
I like how it was the years of the Civil War. Because those were the good years.
Yeah.
That was great.
It's not like a best of.
Yeah.
It's not like the Kiss box set tells you which era.
Yeah, go Civil War. You know, more Americans died in that war than any other. Yeah!
And, you know, you lost, too. Well, shucks.
And, you know, one of the main reasons you were fighting was, hey, don't mention that. States' rights. States' rights. Well, I was going to say slave. States' rights. No, slave. States' rights.
Commemorative.
Yeah. Civil hey, everyone War. Who buys that ring, do me a favor and go die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Melt it down a little bit until it makes a sharp point.
Yeah.
And put that right in your jugular vein.
Yep.
Sorry.
Try and do it outside, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to mess up the carpet. Yeah. That's, that house has resale value.
Our, because Mascot Wedding, we support our local police's crime investigation units.
Yes.
Crime scene investigation. I think I've heard that CSI is actually wrong. It's supposed to be CIS or something.
Wow.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who gives an S?
Darn. Dick Wolf didn't get it right, I guess.
No, it's not Dick Wolf.
It's not?
No, he does the...
CSI. I'm thinking of Jerry Bruckheimer.
Oh, that's who does that?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the executive producer on the CSIs.
Jeez.
So, golly, how wrong of me to think that he would be inaccurate.
Man. Oof. That is that's some risky stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what else did you want to talk about besides that? You mentioned something earlier. I totally forgot.
Taking the bullet.
Oh, speaking of taking a bullet, how you like that awkward transition?
That was terrible.
I'll own it. I'll own the awkward transition. We have a segment here at Mascot Wedding. Called Mascot Wedding Takes a Bullet.
Insert gun noise here.
Where if there's something, oh, that's good. Where if there's something horrible that is out there and you, Lord, you do not want to experience it, but you feel like culturally you should at least know what it is.
Right.
We'll help you out and we'll take that bullet for you.
Yeah, and I took a doozy the other day. By the way, it's 6:38 in the p.m. You're listening to the bottom half. Of the Mascot Wedding Show.
That's right.
On KOOP 91.7 FM.
Phone number.
472-566-7. 472-KOOP. Nationwide. 888-917-5667.
Email.
MascotWedding@gmail.com. That's right. We're locked and loaded for this next segment. I took a bullet for you, folks, and you're welcome. Because a movie came out on video this week that was... Let's think back to May of this year.
I remember you were actually joking about going to see this in the theater.
I was
going to
go see it.
And I think a bunch of some other associates were. Friend of the show, Joe Parsons, was also talking about going to go see it. I think along with co-op's John Erler, because it was so bad. But it looks so bad that I don't think I could have even enjoyed it on that sort of Zen level.
Yeah. Do you remember what else you said that about?
What?
The Happening.
No, Joe said that about The Happening, and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But what movie, let's end the suspense.
Yes.
What movie back in May just looked so wretched that even the commercial made me want to die?
The Love Guru.
Oh, The Love Guru. That looks so bad.
And this Tuesday.
Yeah.
The day it came out on video.
Did you do camp out?
I pushed aside everyone and everything to go rent it. And folks.
Yeah.
It was worse than you thought it was going to be. By the way, I went to, I'll say the name, I went to Blockbuster Video to procure this video because I knew they would have some copies. Like
I support local stores.
Look, I do too, but sometimes they don't come through for you. Sometimes they'll have like one copy and it'll be gone. Because
that's true, local store. Pay attention. Take your medicine.
Because there are people like me in this town who'd have thought that like to punish themselves.
Yeah.
So I went to Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
You would have thought this thing was the Titanic. You would have, the movie.
With the amount of copies?
Yes. An entire, you know how they have the shelves, the shelving?
Yeah.
An entire shelving unit full of copies of The Love Guru.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one they're putting all of their eggs into.
This is going to make or break us, boys.
This is quarter three right now, boys. Let's hold tight. Yeah, so I had no problem renting The Love Guru. And then I took it home.
Full screen.
Blu-ray. That's right. I had to get every as best as I could, mm-hmm. quality-wise.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Yes, a little Hackman. And I, I'm better now. Popped in the movie within 30 seconds. 30 seconds was my first cringeworthy moment,
mm-hmm.
And I knew I was in for a ride. So let me explain The Love Guru to you, folks. Mike Myers, who we all knew and loved, past tense, as the creator of Wayne's World and the Austin Powers movie. I only recognize one of them as an actual occurrence.
Yeah.
He decided to create a movie about the second best guru in the world behind Deepak Chopra. and he will not shut up about that throughout the movie, by the way. He's a love guru. He helps people fix their relationships. Mike Myers, you say? That's right. Mike Myers, a white man, playing an Indian guru
is
healer.
He supposed to be an Indian in the movie?
No, he was a white kid left behind by his parents who were missionaries. And if you want to think of a joke that Mike Myers might do about parents being missionaries, you're probably not too far off.
Okay.
So, yes, he was an orphan left behind in India, grows up to become a guru.
Mm-hmm.
Within 30 seconds of the movie, he's the town in India that he lives in.
Yeah.
Is a little town called Herod McEaster. Yes. Yes.
Ew.
And the guru Pitka, played by Mike Myers,
yeah,
is studying under another guru by the name of Tugan Maputa, who he learned under a guru by the name of Cheta Famunda. And you can see where this is going. And off to the races we went for a crisp 80 minutes of movie.
Wow.
Yes, 80 minutes of movie, by the way. Three musical numbers. And not just tiny little snippets. No, entire songs of, I don't know, maybe some Beatles tunes. They had some sitar. Maybe connect the dots on that one. No, I'm talking 9 to 5. I'm talking More Than Words by Extreme. I'm talking The Joker by the Steve Miller Band. They have nothing to do with anything. But I had to sit through Mike Myers in his guru Pitka accent sing them in their entirety.
So not just snippets, not just like, or, you know, soundtrack.
Yeah, no. He's singing them.
Full-on musical performances.
Well, by golly, there must have been some great sight gags going on while he's singing these, right?
I would hope so.
No, shut your mouth. There's nothing going on. You're watching him sing. And you're watching the rest of the cast and crew just kind of like, react like oh Mike Myers, which by the way, there's a lot of that in this movie. Like let me say this: if a movie's bad, I won't begrudge them.
Mm-hmm.
If it seems like they're having fun making it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Norbit was a terrible movie, but it looked like they had a lot of fun making it.
Mm-hmm.
This movie looked like scroll the credits list. They're all just collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
They're all just mailing it in. Like,
you're saying Mike Myers gets a bit indulgent is what you're getting at.
I say he gets very indulgent.
Yeah, from the fact that he, you know, he's like, I want to play 20 characters, not enough.
Yeah.
He has to fool me. That's wow. That's sad.
And which, by the way, that's another thing. So he likes to play characters. He likes to Eddie Murphy it up a little bit.
He's the Canada's Eddie Murphy.
Yes, he is the Canadian Eddie Murphy.
Or, yeah, I would say he's the Canada's Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers was funny.
Yes, he was. Mike Myers, however, lost it quickly and severely. But he does get to play more than one character.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he plays three. He plays Guru Pitka.
Well, there's one.
He plays Mike Myers for a brief second, which actually moved a smile muscle.
Mm.
That was, I won't say it was funny.
Yeah.
It got a reaction.
You felt a weird twinge and you go, oh.
What is this feeling I've experienced?
That's where a smile might be.
Yes. But then he also plays Guru Pitka as a child.
Uh-huh.
Why did they just hire a child? I don't know, because Mike Myers is a jerk, and he has to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So how did he do it? Did he put shoes on his knees like
Dorf?
I
think I saw a picture of this. They shrunk his head using computers.
Yeah.
And it didn't look good at all.
Using really terrible computers.
Yeah.
Like the kind of computers they use at David Buster's to merge your face with your friend's face to see what kind of baby you would have. Like they just stuck his head on the body of an actual child.
Yeah.
And that's Mike Myers playing a kid.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it sounds like he mailed it in.
Like, do you remember that movie Junior?
I do remember.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
He had a dream sequence where he gave birth to a child and they put his head on a kid's body.
Yeah.
That was the scariest thing I've ever seen.
And I'll tell you what, it was probably more technologically advanced. So yeah, this movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Everyone in the movie looks annoyed at Mike Myers. Like, nobody's even paying him lip service anymore. Like, still got it. No, they want to get out of there as fast as they can. Vern Troyer was given lines in this movie.
Yeah.
Which
how'd that turn out?
About as well as you would expect.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, given more than... I mean, Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, for those of you who don't know. He plays the... my mouth is drying up. He plays the hockey coach for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't work. That doesn't make sense at all. But yeah, he's given actual lines, and he's given actual a chance to act. Terrible.
What about Romani Malco? He was that really funny guy in 40 Year Old Virgin and like Blades of Glory.
And Weeds, I believe, also.
Yeah.
Yeah, which most people seem to know him from. He tried. He tried his hardest. I was rooting for him.
Yeah, no dice.
No dice at all. He wasn't even at the craps table.
Mm.
He was staring at roulette.
As soon as he walked in, no dice, buddy. Get him out of here.
Wondering where the dice were. Yeah, he tried hard. Jessica Alba, very pretty. But and she tried her hardest. Didn't work. Mm-hmm. Nothing. They gave her nothing to do except be pretty.
So I think if people are aware of this movie.
Yeah.
They may be aware of it. Now, let me ask you this. Were you a fan of Austin Powers 1?
I was... At the time, yes. It doesn't age well, I'll say that.
Well,
but at
the fact
time,
that,
I was a huge fan of Austin Powers.
The fact that everyone started, you know, oh, behave, et cetera, yeah. That didn't help.
No, not at all. But I enjoyed the hell out of Austin Powers.
And did you like Wayne's World when it first came out?
I still love Wayne's World to this day.
So as somewhat of a Mike Myers fan,
yeah.
Is this movie worth it?
No.
And now the real question. For someone who can like really bad things.
Yeah.
Like, who can, man, this movie's so bad. That it is good to watch just because it's so bad. Is it even enjoyable on that level?
Keep in mind, I am who I am, and I would very easily say.
Did you see and love The Happening?
I saw and loved The Happening.
Yes.
Best movie of the year so far.
Because it was so bad.
Yes.
This movie, can you even enjoy it on that level?
Not on any level.
Wow. So there you go, folks. Anyone's curious about it? No.
No. Mascot Wedding just took the bullet for you.
Took the bullet. Took that ironic enjoyment bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, thank you, Love Guru. And no thank you to Mike Myers. By the end of the movie, I was actually physically angry. I almost, I was air punching. Much like, I will air punch bad callers, but this isn't one of them. KOP, you're on the air.
Howdy. Yeah, I wanted to send you an email, but the Windows Vista won't let me connect anymore.
Yeah.
Any chance of playing Girl from Ipanema?
Who sings that?
Oh, is there Javier Hoban?
Artists that sing it. I was just going to write to you that, maybe break up the talking a little bit with some music.
Okay, well, I'm going through the library right now. I can't, for some reason, I can't locate the Girl from Ipanema. So, I mean, do you know who sings that, or do you know, like, how I would find that?
I don't know.
That was fun.
That was fun.
So we got in a Vista joke. And we got in a your show sucks.
Yeah, but you know what? I think he's right. I think we should pause and play some music.
Might as well. Let's do it.
The Spoon, Utilitarian, off of their album Series of Sneaks. Mascot Wedding should be back in a minute.
Calico. Calico. Be my secure.
KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, can I speak to the host?
You're speaking to him.
Oh, man, you guys don't even have a call screener? Talk about a low-rent operation.
Yeah, thank you. Is there... I mean, can I help you with something? I'm sorry.
You don't remember me? You recognize the voice of your old buddy, Craig?
Craig. Craig Betancourt? The ad guy that worked for Intercom?
Well, I work for Dine or Die. Intercom's parent company.
Right.
Yeah, this is Craig Betancourt.
Right. You're scamming us by making us read ads and then pocketing the money on those ads.
Well, that's what you say. I'd like to see you try and prove it.
Well, no. Yeah, that's what you told us. And you told us we had to read these horrible ads. And then it turns out that you were... Yeah, no, we stopped.
Well, the way I remember it is the YouTube prima donnas were doing such a terrible job reading the ads that I had to make you stop.
No, we stopped because we thought it was unfair and stupid. The ads... We're stupid.
You're stupid. Okay. You cost me some greenbacks by not reading those ads, you dumb disc donkey.
Disc donkey. Okay, thank you. What do you want? Why are you bothering me?
Well, I heard that Co-op was going to move out of Intercom soon. Is that right?
That is correct. God willing and the creek don't rise, we should be moving back into the original studio sometime next week.
Well, bad news, honey bun. You guys can't leave until you fulfill all the parts of your contract.
Co-op... does not have a contract with Intercom.
I'm not talking about Co-op. I'm talking about you guys. You and your radio partner, Mike.
It's Mac, and I could tell you, Mac and I didn't sign any sort of contract.
Yes, you did, son. I'm holding two contracts right here, signed by you and Mike.
Well, Mac, and we didn't sign anything, so those contracts, nice try, aren't real.
Well, you signed them by proxy. And by proxy, I mean I signed them for you.
I had a feeling you did. So you forged our signatures onto some contracts.
You're going to have to prove that, my slow-witted employee.
First, I'm not your employee. And second, I don't have to prove anything because you just said it on the air.
Like anyone who's heard listens to your show. I mean, aren't the Battle Cattle playing right now?
yeah, they're playing right now.
Yeah, no one is listening to your show except stoners and goth kids.
Oh, come on, that's not true.
Yes, it is, Kimo Sabe. I'm looking at the ratings breakdowns right here. Let me see. Yeah, the only demographic you scored close to well on was grass freaks and indoor kids.
Okay. Wow, really? Okay. Let's just say.
That's what it says.
I'm sure it does. Let's just say that these Ford's contracts have any sway over us, which they aren't real, and you're a complete idiot for thinking that they are. But what have we not lived up to, contract-wise, in your little fantasy world?
All right, well, first of all, I think you need to adjust your tone before we go a step farther.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't even let my woman talk to the Craigster like that, and she's the one who cooks me up some sweet Tinder sauce.
Wow, that is disgusting. Please don't ever say that again.
But according to these contracts, which are totally real, you haven't lived up to your minimum hour requirements, okay? You need to do at least 20 hours of work for Intercom or its parent company, Dagger.
Wow. 20 hours. We're not doing 20 hours of work for you, for Intercom, as generous as they were, or anybody for that matter, because that's not real.
Yeah, it is real. And it just so happens I'm going to help you out with it, because by coincidence, I have an opportunity for you this weekend.
Oh, I bet you do. I had a feeling you would have an opportunity just ready for us. So what is it? Let's hear it.
Well, I need you guys to do a remote. Do you know what a remote is?
I do know what a remote is. It's where we go and do the show remotely from another location.
That's correct. I didn't know if you lambskin DJs knew your stuff.
Lambskin?
Yeah, it's an expression.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, you know, because regular condoms are made out of
latex. I got it. Thank
you. And lambskin condoms aren't real.
Thank
you.
So
you're like not a real condom,
not real.
But a DJ.
I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Well, anyway, do you know where Sunken Valley is?
I live in Sunken Valley. Yes, I know where that is.
All right, well, perfect. I need you two guys, you know, you and Mike, to do a remote outside of Petros Menswear.
Okay, that seems a little weird. We don't really do business with Petros Menswear.
You're familiar with Petros Menswear?
I am familiar with. Yes, that's where I buy all my suits and pocket squares.
What'd you pocket what?
Forget it. Okay. Anyway, why do you need us to do a remote there?
Well, besides selling a damn fine suit, that Greek geek is also my bookie.
Okay.
And I lost a lot of money last weekend.
Okay, so you lost a lot of money gambling last weekend, right?
Yeah, I thought I had a sure thing, but my pick totally tanked.
Last week, did you bet on football last weekend?
No, I bet on box office grosses.
Box office grosses?
Yeah, I bet that Bang Dang was going to turn it around.
What the hell is Bang Dang?
Sorry, it's a power brand for Bangkok Dangerous.
It's a power abbreviation for the movie Bangkok Dangerous.
Yeah, good one.
The Nicolas Cage movie. Okay, right.
Yeah, it didn't do so good one week, but I bet it was going to have a huge turnaround in the second weekend. I mean, I saw it, and I thought it was great, and I thought that, you know, it was really going to turn around and make some money and a place to bet, but it didn't really work out.
That movie tanked in its first weekend. Like,
yeah, I said that.
Yeah, I know. How big of a turnaround were you expecting?
Well, it made, it made $7 million
its
first weekend.
Yeah, like $7 million, right.
And so I was thinking it was going to make, it only made $2.5 last weekend, so... You know, my bet didn't pan out.
Okay, right. So you were thinking it would make more than $7 million. It only made $2.5 million.
Yeah.
So how much did you bet it would gross?
$65 million.
$65 million.
Yeah, I really thought word of mouth would help pick it up.
Word of mouth on Bangkok Dangerous you thought would be enough for $65
million? Yeah, I lost a lot of bread on that.
I bet you did.
Yeah, but it's all right because I worked out a deal with Petros. You guys are going to broadcast from his store all day tomorrow. And if the store does well enough because of it, like he makes enough sales,
right,
I'm off the hook.
Okay.
Plus, there's like a thing at night.
What? You want us to do a broadcast the entire day? We don't have a show tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but you do a remote. You'd only come on like every once in a while and give like an update from the store and mention the sale.
How much is every once in a while?
Every 3 minutes.
Every 3 minutes you want us to come on and mention a sale?
Yeah.
At Petros Menswear.
Okay, so you'll do it.
No. And what's this thing at night anyway? What do you want us to do at night?
What are you talking about?
You said you want us to do a remote all day tomorrow, and then you said we have a thing at night.
Oh, yeah, it's just something. Just a little work for Petros. Don't even worry about it.
Well, I kind of have to worry about it because you're asking us to do it.
Oh, so you're going to do it?
No, I want to know what it is.
Well, Petros is, you know, he's a bookie, and you know, Sunday is a big football day. And some people lose and they haven't come by and paid Petros, I need you and Mike to go collect.
And what do you mean by collect, exactly?
Well, the guys that usually work the baseball bats for him have the weekend off. And so I need you and Mike to go, collect the money.
So you want
by any means necessary.
Okay, so you want us to be like thugs. You want us to be like greasy thugs who go collect money.
Whoa, that's racist.
That's not racist. No, it's not. We're not being thugs for a bookie. I'm sorry, we're not doing it.
Yeah, you got it because I got it on contract.
The contract we didn't sign, right?
Oh, you signed it.
No, we did not.
Yeah, the contract has stiff penalties if you don't fulfill your obligation.
Such as?
I get to murder you.
You get to murder us.
Yeah, right here in the contract.
In the contract that isn't real.
It is real. You signed it. Yeah, you signed it.
No, we didn't sign it. You know what? We're coming up. We're actually at the top of the hour. We have Clear Spot coming up next. I can't have this conversation with you anymore.
All right, put them on the phone. I have them on contract. What are their names?
Lisa and Linda.
All right. Hey, what's Linda's last name? Put her on.
I don't know. No, you're not making a contract for them, too.
Yeah, they already are on contract.
No, I'm sorry.
Do they look like they can swing a bat pretty good?
They can't swing a bat. They're not doing thug work for you. I'm sorry.
Well, then I'm going to murder you.
Okay, you try. Go for it.
I can. I legally can.
Goodbye.
Consider yourself murdered.
Okay. All right. That's what we have to deal with. Thank God we don't have to deal with that anymore. Craig Betancourt, everybody. But we are running way, way over on time. We got to let the Clear Spot ladies come in and do their thing for the next hour or so, maybe more, one of these days. Dare to dream. For more information about the Mascot Wedding Show, including show information and archives of past shows, you may visit mascotwedding.com. And a phone is ringing, telling them, hey, get the hell on the air, which they'll... Oh, you are good with a bat. Tell you what, I'll play some bed music. I'll let you guys set up, and then you guys take over whenever you want. For Mac Blake, I am David Hotta. Goodbye, Austin.